Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Thankful for the touch of God. He has been so faithful, and He has been meeting us, and He never disappoints. He says, if we come seeking, we will find. And I'm thankful, as we mentioned this morning as well, at times that we don't even seek Him. He searches us out, and He comes to make Himself known. And thank you all. This week is flying by, isn't it? I feel like we're just getting started and waiting for that second week to kick in, but it's not there. But God has been faithful in this time that we've had, and I want to say thank you for being here, not just present, but for engaging and for contributing, and this is really what it's supposed to be, right? Everybody comes with something that God has given. It may not be in every service that everybody has something, but God's Spirit has been helping and leading, and we thank you for that. Thank you for young people that are engaging, our staff, and some of our children. This is a unique year, and our children are with us, and I have been impressed with their attentiveness. Some of them go to sleep real quick without a fuss, and that's okay too. We're good with that. But I've seen that as well. God has brought us in a place where He's ministering to all ages and every need. Thank you. Thank you for those of you on staff who have served us this week, and with joy. It has ministered to us in ways that maybe you don't know. But we've seen the long hours. We've seen the sweaty shirts and the dirty pants and the labors that you've done. Thank you. Thank you. And God is bringing together. God works when His people are in unity. We see that throughout the book of Acts. That's one of the themes that runs through the book of Acts. They were in one accord. They were in unity, and God was able to do some dynamic things. And so I'm thankful for what God has done here and for all of you who have played a part in that. And I just want to encourage you again. Now, I may be a little bit more than all of you. I count the days. I count the meetings because I've got to be prepared for them, and I need to make sure I don't run out of sermons, and so I keep a good count. But if you haven't, the time is ticking, and so let's kind of dig in a little bit more. Thank you. Some of you are here for the first time, and this whole thing is very unusual to you, this kind of meeting and worship. It's a little bit more intense and maybe a little bit longer some days than you're used to doing. Again, thank you for entering in. There are some here that don't even speak English, but God is meeting them in different ways as well. And thank you for those who are encouraging them and engaging. I hear different languages being spoken, and that's exciting. And there's good things that are happening. There is a testimony. Somebody had to leave yesterday, and she came to me and she said, you know, in the first meeting you said we didn't have a lot of time, and she said, I knew I really didn't have a lot of time because I had to go home, I guess that was Thursday, yesterday, and she says, I didn't think that I could get what I needed in the short amount of time, and with tears in her eyes she said, God has met me beyond my expectation. God has met me. And I'm so thankful for that, that God knows our need and he's able to meet us and give us the things that our hearts are longing for. Lord, we come tonight and we ask you to do that, Lord. You are faithful. As we heard this morning, you love us so dearly. Your heart is for us. Your blessings are for us. Your mercies are for us. Your spirit is for us. And so, Lord, we come with open hearts and open hands. Oh, God, we ask you, fill us. And we'll give you thanks. You are so good. You are so good. Would you stand as we sing number 14 in the white hymnal, number 14? And then please just enter in worship and testimonies or prayer or how God leads tonight. Let's just be open.
Sinners.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Worthy, worthy, Lord. Precious Lamb of God, we praise you, Redeemer. Our Savior, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 we love you, Lord, we praise you, O God, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, 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 we love you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Your God.
I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. You may be seated.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Several times in the meeting, the meetings we've been having, there have been quiet times. The Lord just seems to cause stillness to come over the meeting, the entire meeting. And that's something that is not drummed up, of course, or not pre-regulated. That's something the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Spirit rules among us to do that. And cottage counselors and village counselors have experienced that too. Now you try to quiet 16 kids in the village just for 5 or 10 minutes, whatever. The Holy Spirit does that. And there's something at work when the Holy Spirit does that. It's not that the the pastor doesn't know what to do, or it's not that he's waiting for someone to give a testimony, you can tell there's a difference. And something seems to settle over a congregation. And I know firsthand that it's a powerful thing, and I've given this testimony before, but there was a time in my life when, I don't know what it was, but I was very unsettled. It was like I was jittery. It was like a caffeine high. And it was just something unsettled in my spirit. I was going through something. I'm going back 30, 40 years perhaps. And it was in those quiet times where the Lord worked. Mm-hmm. At the time, there was a winter program going on here at camp. When people refer to a winter program, it was the former director who actually was training ministers. Tom was in that class. I don't think anyone else here right now was. And it went on through the winter. And I would drive up. I had a restaurant at that time, so I had freedom to do what I wanted at that time off. So I would come up here practically every weekend. And in those quiet times, while I was going through that trial, in that room, that prayer room, that's where they had the meetings in the winter because it was easier to heat. The altar call would be made, and we'd be sitting in quiet, total quiet, maybe for 20 minutes, a half hour. In our old Ridgewood church, I haven't experienced that, but you understand that some of those quiet times went on for an hour. And nothing was said, and just the Spirit moved. Now that's unusual. You can't drum that up. Mm. You can't say, let's have an hour of quiet. The Holy Spirit does that. But it was during those quiet times, in that room, where I would just be sitting in the presence of the Lord, not knowing what was happening, but just saying, Lord, I believe you're coming. I don't know what you're doing, I don't know how you're doing it, but I'm sitting in your presence, and I believe that you're doing something. David knew how to wait on God, didn't he? He's an interesting fellow. That's the Old Testament. We've been hearing a lot about the Old Testament. Now, he was living in the days of the law, and yet somehow he had a walk in the Spirit that was very unusual. He could write those psalms about waiting on God, about being still before him, about praising, about rejoicing. But I'm so thankful for those quiet times. And when they happen, in the future or whenever, just look to the Lord. Believe that he's doing something deep within you. You may not know what it is. You may not have pinpointed it exactly. But God is working in our midst when he causes that to come over a meeting. I'm so thankful for those quiet times where the Lord works deep in our hearts, deep in our souls, and he makes the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. And I'm so thankful for that.
Very, very.